Men is just at the main lambing season now, and they're putting out ewes with very, very small lambs. And, you know, the dogs, we've seen it on the news and on the radio over the last number of years, the many dogs that have killed, you know, sheep and lambs. And I suppose all we're asking is that people to be vigilant of their own dog, and when they put him out, when he's out at half an hour, thinking where he is he still at the back door, or is he away rambling with some other dog? So, you know, just be aware where your dog is at all times.
Even the most placid seeming of animals can get caught up in packs, can't they, and attack sheep?
Yes, you know, your dog might seem very placid and wouldn't harm anybody, but when he gets out and in among these other dogs, nature sets in, and all of a sudden he can become a wicked animal, and it's unreal to see what your wee small pet at home can, you know, can do to helpless ewes and lambs out there.
And we are reminded that the dog owner can be held fully liable for any losses to farmers.
Yes, because, you know, every person that has a dog is meant to have a license, so the dog can be traced back, and if the dog is got in the middle of a disaster where their sheep has been killed, the dog owner will be held responsible.
And the dog itself, a farmer would be entitled to take action against it?
Yes, you know, when it comes onto his land and is attacking animals, the farmer has to defend his sheep and lambs, and he may shoot it or he may go after the dog, but, you know, afterwards, the farmer can make sure that the dog is put down. So, you know, you will lose your pet one way or the other.